Right.
And they're sitting up there lonely, no food, because the fixed income they have is not enough for them to survive. I know what I'm talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm saying, ain't nobody safe today.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't care how you may be up today, but tomorrow you be down. And if you don't deal with it today, then tomorrow you will not be secure. That's what I'm saying.
But people don't want to believe they have to live with optimism.
It's coming. I told CCZ, like I said, I know, my God, he speaks to us, and he given us all kind of chances.
Because
the house is
in
order, and we refuse to get it in order.
Yep.
We rather sit down and moan and cry about the thing.
I said,
this is what it's all about. We rather sit down and cry and attack the individual rather than getting there and tackling the problem. We ain't gonna have all the resources we got from there, and we don't move and move fast. And I told him this day, I said, what's happening in America is happening all over the world.
You see,
it's a part of a universal theme. And we just can't be all this, just caring for our own. Now I'm saying to the black community, hey, we shouldn't have to be worrying about job employment either. Because if we got our young people stuck, but what has happened is we have been programmed to deal with our culture. And the resources, the raw resources in Africa are still being, hold on just a minute, Mike.
Sure.
The ministry is broad, and again, I came to the defense of the temple in this respect, that the letters came to us about attending the church, okay? To me, that's a ministry I wish our church had, but that's something somebody has to take on and do, okay? And our people are not just orientated at that. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And we don't know what love is.
No, we don't.
That's what it's all about. And when we get it, we are frightened.
Yeah.
We are frightened. So I'm saying that you all keep going and tell Jim to dress and take it easy, because the man may be trying to give him a message. Trying to give him a message. Because if he's not, if he doesn't have things together, and if anything happened to him, would be all somebody wants to happen.
So take it,
and that's what I said to Marvin. Sometimes he said, pause for station identification. And that's all it is. Uh-huh. Tell him to pause for station identification.
Well, thank you for asking about Jim. Right now, he is still in the mission. We bought him a ticket and put him on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Insisted that he go. The doctor said that he had to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try and keep him there a while, because here it's just pressure all the time, around the clock. And
there's no need for it. See, this group I was with yesterday, they attacked the other thing they was attacking was the redevelopment and the housing. So I asked him, I said, well, what have you done in those areas? Okay. What is the trend in the country right now? It's not just San Francisco and redevelopment. They have destroyed neighborhoods. They destroyed our home in Atlanta, and we had been there 70 years in our house. Four generations have come through our house, our home in Atlanta, but they destroyed it. They bought it all up and rezoned, and I was raised out there where Atlanta Ballpark is.
Uh-huh.
That's the neighborhood I was raised up in.
Yeah.
And I said they destroyed it, and it had a great impact on my mother, because that's where our roots were.
Right. Right.
And they uprooted those roots, you see. But you see, when the people were planning, they didn't think about the human dynamics involved in redevelopment and uprooting people's roots. And what are you replacing them with?
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't care about you uprooting and rezoning and whatever you want to do, but just tell me what you're going to replace them with.
Yeah.
And that's the question. We don't have people on commissions and things who are dealing with replacement for all that we are displacing.
That's right. That's
okay?
Right.
And it becomes a real, real problem. But I'm saying the Christian community ought to be addressing itself to that kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? Where are you going to put them? Where are the roots going to be, you see? And I dealt with Hunter's Point yesterday, because Hunter's Point is dynamite.
Yeah.
We got people out there scared to death. to open their mouths.
I know.
Okay? And I said to them, I don't want this, we don't want us to have a ward system like Chicago where you just buy folks off.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm afraid of that kind of election, you see what I'm saying? That kind of a politics in the city. But I'm also concerned about people who will get in there and be insensitive to the human needs of the city, you see, because we ain't going to survive as a people, you see. But anyway, this is where we are, so I just called to tell you, we're all in there together. But, you know, we're just going to have to hang on in there, and each one of us have our own ministry, and we do what we can with what we have. And somewhere along the line, I told Marvin, when we come back, what we need to do, and even for Martin Luther King thing, I was thinking about, maybe we ought to have a retreat where folks who are involved in doing things in the religious community, or in the community, period, have a retreat and do something different for a renewal of the human spirit, because that's what I was trying to do this last time, and everything got in the way, you see what I mean? But my whole thing was the renewal of the human spirit, so we can nurture each other, because the battle is on.
It is,
and it's just begun, really.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, and this is between you and me. I think there's a chance that Jim will have to resign from the housing authority.
Right.
And the reason is that, one, maybe a health factor right now is going through testing.
Right.
The doctors have some concern, but they feel that if you can change the schedule, there'll be no major problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the housing authority, he's got tenants calling him all the time. He meets with them. It's more time than he can afford.
Right.
And that's why he didn't take the first post when it was offered by the mayor. But also, he's just been too out front. I mean, he took on his fellow commissioners for traveling first class to these housing commission meetings across the country and wasting money. And when you do that, you know, you make enemies. It's hard to work with them after
right.
that. And
that's right.
Somebody in that position has to be willing to make compromises.
Right, right.
And Jim is just too, you know, he comes on, when he sees something, he calls the shot.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, so it's me.
Well, I can appreciate where you're coming from, because I met with a group of women last night that I'm trying to organize and get them to really commit their lives to something. And I was talking to them about the same thing, that one of the reasons why we Christian is in the mess it is in now, too, is because we have built kingdoms.
Yeah.
And we have our own gods.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And we have our own gods, and they become the thing. That's why, even with the council, I have kept low profile, because I don't want to be idolized unless you're ready to make a commitment and put your life on the line, because that's where I am. You see what I'm saying? And I keep the low profile in order to keep out of the politics of this same thing. You see what I'm saying? Because I want to do the work and get that kind of satisfaction, because there ain't no joy like that joy.
No.
Okay? And I want to keep it that way. But in the same time, and I'm saying to my people, we don't need to go in the paper all the time. We need to let people know that we're doing things. But when we start idolizing individuals, then it becomes the individual that is really under attack.
That's right.
The individual becomes the target. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And somehow or another, we're going to have to find some other way to do it, rather than put our men out there to be killed, because other people really are, you know, get upset. And I think, just like now, you know, you all have been supplying the food down there, because they told me yesterday when I went down to HHW, they didn't let me go up, but I got a chance to talk to the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to them, great, that's where it is. The Panthers are doing that thing. Great. Just go on and do it.
Yeah.
And stay out of media, because media will kill you.
Yeah, that's where
the problem is.
I went down there and I waited until everybody was done, you know.
Right,
if they
right.
wanted a statement, then fine, but I figured they'd get what they need by then, and
right,
fine,
right,
it'd
right.
only be repetitive.
Right, right, and so I told my sister, well, I didn't come here to make no speech. I came here to find out
right.
what the needs were.
That's the objection I have,
yeah,
too, because
right,
people
right.
jump on this thing and they'll use it to
right.
advance their own organization.
Right.
And
right.
we've been behind this, and we haven't even been in the news, which
right.
makes me glad for once.
Right, right, but that's right. because then you see that you can go on and do it, and they'll know who it is, and you build up your force that way. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't give your enemies no target. That's the whole thing. You don't give them no target, you see. And I went in yesterday, and I told them, I said, there are a couple of groups who want to give money, and I got some people who want to give some food. And I said, but I don't want no publicity behind it. We just want to give it and do it and forget it. I said, what we're going to have to learn to do to survive in this kind of situation is to go on the ground.
Yep.
Able to attend the people's church to speak when he does come.
Okay.
You can say I think he's going to be here on, they'll be arriving on May the 30th, and will leave for London on June the 3rd.
Yeah.
June the 4th, I'm sorry, the evening of June the 4th.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, that's fine. This meeting will take place,
you're saying that, fine, he won't be there, but Reverend Jim Jones would still like to meet with him,
right,
if possible.
Not here, necessarily, but, you know, if he meets with him before then.
Yeah, I mean, on the 29th in Grenada.
Yeah, or shortly thereafter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, let me know.
Okay.
If you will.
All right,
take care.
Thanks so much, Ruby. Appreciate your help.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I had a young man, my son, 19 years old, being at City Prison. And I tried to get him out on our OR, and they wouldn't let it because he'd been in some stuff before. He'd been in youth authority before, and he was out on parole. Now, when they picked him up, he had not done anything. They picked him up, they said, on a traffic warrant. And also, I have another son who had found some foreign money, and he had traded it in, cashed it in.
Uh-huh.
And he was with him. And they booked him to let him out. But they kept him, they said they wasn't going to let him out because he had been into trouble before.
Uh-huh.
Was wondering if they could do anything about getting him out on OR or bail. I don't have $200 to bail him out with.
Uh-huh.
So while, you know, till he goes to trial, he's
okay.
Not going to go anyplace.
Okay.
Because it's some of Harold Williams' relatives. Yeah.
Something, somebody, I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll certainly, maybe Harry can enlighten us on this thing.
Yeah, probably, he could.
Yeah. Can you remember anything that this reporter was trying to find out from you?
He was
three.
He was asking us, let's see, why did we, I told him that I was kind of sick, or, you know, whatever,
yeah.
And
uh-huh.
I was working, and I couldn't take too much time off from work, and the ride, you know, we had to go down to Redwood Valley and
before. Yeah,
and
that was before we really had much going on here.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, but I was just giving him any kind of excuse. I wasn't telling him, you know, and he wanted to know how were the services in this case. He has even, that's right, he's even been to some of Jim's services, too.
Oh, he has?
Up here, that's right.
Mm.
He's been up here, and I think he's been down, I can't say whether he's been in the valley or not.
Yeah.
But I know he's been there two or three times.
I'm sure Jim will probably know right away.
Yeah, right.
Who the person is.
He is, yeah. And he said, what did you think about this healing? And my sister happened to be here. And my sister said, well, I don't know what anybody else thinks about healing, but I know I had hemorrhoids, and I was healed of that, and mm-hmm. I know I don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
And, he's been asking how Jim could get so many buses. I don't know how many buses Jim has now.
Well, I've kind of lost track myself. I think it's 12 or 13.
Yeah, that's right.
Like that.
That's
mm-hmm.
what he said. And
mm-hmm.
he had a plane. And how did he get all of this money? And all kind of questions. And Cleveland told him, you know, we wasn't talking about Jim. He said, I heard that he said, you know, Jim, they did. They were very close. And he's still very close.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I hear that you all have two sons still left.
If he comes around anymore, we'll let us know again?
I will.
The way you did it is fine with Leona.
Yeah, right.
Okay, because sometimes it's kind of hard to get through the church.
Hey, I know it.
And give my love and Jim's love to Cleveland and everybody there.
Yeah, I sure will.
Okay.
All right.
It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you too, Martha.
You ought to see my baby Jim.
Oh, I bet he's bigger than you.
He's 6'4".
Good Lord, I bet he's beautiful.
He'll always be my little baby, though.
I'm telling you, little brown baby. I never will forget.
Oh, I love him.
So beautiful.
He's a little brown baby.
The big brown baby
he
now.
He certainly is, and he's very much identified with the black cause, you know.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine he is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come by one Sunday. You know, he's going to service one Sunday.
I'd love to have you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome, and just let Jim know that nobody else can see some of the members. You know, as always, they'll talk and...
That's right.
You know what I mean.
Okay. It's between you and Cleveland. And,
right.
And Jim and I.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Cleveland.